Join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. We're continuing in John chapter 5, and I know I've read these verses of Scripture for several weeks, but it's these verses of Scripture that is leading us into the other areas of Scripture concerning the resurrection of life, the resurrection of the damnation, and the judgment seat of Christ and the great white throne judgment. I hope that you've been with me the last several weeks, especially through this time, looking at the resurrections of the lost and the resurrections of the saved, looking at the judgment seat of Christ, which will be the judgment for the saved, and the great white throne, which is going to be those that are lost standing before the Lord Jesus there. So please that you join us now. We're going to read in John chapter 5, verse 27 through 29. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. And we would love to hear from you. And we are, again, the address, Parkview Bible Church, 18th and Church, Box 43. The zip code is 62341, and, of course, that's Hamilton, Illinois. You can find us. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and so we would love to see you as well. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Now, if you've had a few minutes to open your Bibles, to open them up to John chapter 5, we don't waste a lot of time without being in the Word of God. We try to get there just as quickly as possible. We have so much area to cover and so little time to do it in. John chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 27. And he hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. That's kind of what got us started through all this. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. Shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Let's begin with a word of prayer before we continue. Father, I ask you that you would guide and lead us now. Help us, Father, to see the way that we need to walk with you. And we know, first of all, that there's only one way, and that is to begin that walk, and that's to come to the cross of Calvary, repent of our sin, turn from our sin, and trust in you as our Savior. Lord, it's such a free, your grace, your love is so much towards us, that please don't let us miss that free gift, that it's so simple. Please, Lord, help us to come, and help us to see your way, and help us not to miss it. Please, that we come to you and be saved, each and every listener today, that they come. And Father, those of us that have come, we praise you. We know it to be real. We have lived a life knowing you and walking with you. Help us, Lord, to walk the life that you're pleased with, that we can walk each day with you. Please, Lord, we still have the old flesh, and we walk so much in it. Please help us to walk with you, that you may bless us and use us in a mighty way. And Father, we ask now that you just direct us through your word, that our lives will change and be more and more like you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a quick review, as we have read through these verses of Scripture, the 27th verse says, and hath given him authority to execute judgment. And we're talking about that judgment. We're talking about the great white throne. And you can find that listing of the great white throne as you look at the Scripture here. It's so sad that that so many folks miss the Word of God as we read and we study the Scripture. They ignore so much, and many people do not take the Word of God literally. There are areas of the Scripture that is to be taken as an example. And particularly if you go into some of the areas of Scripture where the Lord Jesus says and speaks of drinking my blood. Now, that is just a picture of the way we should walk with him and be with him and be a part of him. He was standing right there when he said it. We weren't to cut his veins and drink his blood like some vampire would, as they talk and call those out. We need to carefully study the Word of God. But it's sad to say that there are more people that ignore what should be understood clearly and literally. And when we look at this section of Scripture that we're looking at now, the Great White Throne, many people do not believe in hell. They ignore it. They don't believe. They believe that when they die, their body just goes into the grave and that's it. Soul goes nowhere. Some believe that they'll be reborn into somebody else or something else. Many believe in reincarnation, that they have was an animal in a past life and now they're back. That's all a joke, and people are so deceived and duped by that. Stay in the Word of God. Stay away from those things. Follow after the Word very carefully and clearly. We know that your name must be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life for you to get into the heavens and into fellowship with the Lord. So please, come by faith to Jesus. Now, you have chose not to. I'm speaking to you. If you haven't come to the Lord Jesus, you have made a decision not to come. If you tarry, you go through the 7-year tribulation. The church is gone. We're left. I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to be here hounding you anymore. You're not going to hear this radio program any longer on the stations that we're on. You won't hear them. You think, boy, that's good. I'm sick of it anyway. Well, you're going to be sick of the fires of hell. And you're going to be sick of the judgment, the torment, the constant torment that you're going to have. And that's what you'll have, because we find in the 15th verse, and this is in Revelation chapter 20, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's literal. That's not something that's just a spiritual example of some sort or other, or something to kind of stand back and look at. That's literal. Now, I don't care who you've read or who you've studied, and that's the biggest problem with people today, that they do read and study more men than they do the Word of God. Oh, they're studying books about the Word of God, but you need to spend time, hours, in the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit will guide and lead you. If you are not a believer in Jesus Christ, read the Word of God. I said, if you're not a believer, read the Word of God. I'd like to take you back to John chapter 3, and you read through that chapter. And that chapter tells you, you must be born again. And it's a beautiful message about a man named Nicodemus. You must be born again. And then if you'd like to, and I wish you would, we'll go right on to Romans chapter 3. Read verse 23. Go on to Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Go to Romans chapter 5, verse 8. And then go to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. And I ask you that you slowly and carefully read those verses of Scripture and let the Holy Spirit penetrate your heart, that you would be saved today. Because I don't want you to be cast into the lake of fire. We are talking about the great white throne. Jesus Christ is the judge. As we looked back in the verse of Scripture in John chapter 5, verse 27, He hath given Him authority to execute judgment also, because He is the Son of Man. Now please, the reason that He can be the judge and is the proper judge is because He is the one, Jesus is the one that has opened the door and allowed you to be saved, to come into Him and sup with Him. Please that you will trust in Jesus today and not ignore it. If you choose not to, if you've made a decision not to, whosoever is not found written in the book of life, the Lamb's Book of Life, you have ignored the call to come to Jesus that your name may be recorded, then you'll go through this great white throne. This is a judgment. And this judgment is speaking completely of the second death. And as we look at the verse 13 and 14 of Revelation 20, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works, everyone from the beginning of time till now. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. You're going to have to face the second death. But if you be a part of the first resurrection, you won't have to face the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life, the Lamb's Book of Life. You can get there, my friend, so easily and so clearly. But if you choose not to, and that's where we're at right now, we're at the very end of time, right before we step off into eternity. At the end of time, we have the church age right now. That will end with the rapture of the church. We'll have a 7 years of tribulation, and the last 3.5 years is going to be a horrible time. At the close of that, it'll usher in the millennium, the 1,000 years. Jesus will come down here and he'll rule and reign upon this earth for 1,000 years with a rod of iron. And we'll have that, we'll experience that. But then at the close of that, Satan will be loosed for a season. And then is when this judgment takes place. At the end of that, when Satan thinks that he's doing all he can do. And we have that. And shall go out to deceive nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. But fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil's done. The devil's done. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophets are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And that's a place that's kept for him and was made for him. But it's going to be filled with many unbelievers as well. It wasn't made for man, but it'll be used by man because of their ignorance and their laziness and their rejection to come to the Lord Jesus. Now, we have looked through many verses of Scripture, and we're going to continue to finish now looking at that place that you seem to think you want to spend eternity. We have many definitions of that, and I have one more that speaks of the area. And let me list it in verse 20 here. And cast him, chapter 20, I'm sorry, verse 3 of Revelation. Cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, and set a seal upon him. The bottomless pit. Now, if we would go back to Isaiah, we're going to back all the way into the Old Testament. Isaiah. Now, I thought last time we were together that I would get through all these verses of Scripture, but we didn't. And so we're back once again. Now, you can find the book of Isaiah. And as you find Isaiah, we're going to chapter 33. Isaiah chapter 33. And we're looking at verse 14. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 14. Now listen very carefully, because this is where you're going to spend eternity. If you die today, and you have not come to Jesus by faith, that is an open rejection, and you have not trusted in that free gift. You see, Jesus died on the cross at Calvary for you, that your sins can be taken care of. And He did. He took care of every one of them. But you've rejected the Savior. Verse 14, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Whom among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Whom among us shall dwell with the everlasting burnings? Hypocrites. Heard many a time people won't go to church because there's hypocrites there. Well, if that's the reason you're staying out of the house of God, you're just as much a hypocrite as them, and I'll tell you what, they're closer to God than you are because they're in the house of God. Maybe their heart isn't right, and maybe they aren't living like the way they should be, but I'll tell you what, they're closer because every time that you come and hear the Word of God, there's an opportunity for you to be saved, an opportunity for you to get right. And so you can claim to those hypocrites all you want to. But look at that. Whom among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Whom among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? Everyone that rejects Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's who. Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66:24. I hope you're looking these up because I am just telling you what the Word of God tells us, and it's the truth, and it's literal. They shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be abhorring upon all flesh. The worm that never dies, the fire that's never quenched. Oh, torment, continual torment, that's what you're going to face. Let's go to the New Testament. We have Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. As we look at this verse, Matthew chapter 3, verse 12. We are looking here at whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Unquenchable fire. Now, are you keeping a list of how God defines torment, how he defines the lake of fire? Well, you better, because that's where you're going if you neglect Jesus, the free gift of salvation. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13, verse 42. Matthew chapter 13, verse 42. And shall be cast away into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Wailing and gnashing of teeth. Eternally. Eternal torment. Eternal fire. Never to end. 18:8. Matthew 18:8. You never realized how much the Word of God speaks of hell and the lake of fire, did you? Matthew chapter 18, verse 8. Wherefore, if thy hand or if thy foot offend thee, cut them off, cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life, to knowing the Lord Jesus and walk with him, halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet and to be cast unto the everlasting fire. Now, let's go to 25:41. Matthew 25:41. I'm trying to make it easy here for you so that you can follow along. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Now we read that one last time we were together. And again, I want you to see each one of these each time. Mark. And we've got several here that's kind of in a row, so I want you to listen very carefully. Mark chapter 9. Here's where you want to spend eternity, don't you? Because you've lived this life, you've rejected the church, you've rejected the Lord Jesus, you don't want to have anything to do with him or other believers. Well, fine. I'm just letting you know where you're going. You've got a chance right now. It's not too late. As long as you've got a breath in your lungs, please, that you come to Jesus. Mark chapter 9, we're looking down at verse 43. Much like we had in Matthew. And if the hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into the life maimed than having hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Look at verse 44. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Look at the last part of 45. It's better to be cast than to be cast into hell, into the lake of fire that never shall be quenched. Look at 46. Where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Look at verse 47. It's better to have one eye than to be cast into the to hell fire. Verse 48, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Did you listen to those? You can go right down the line. Right down the line. And see those verses of Scripture. Let's go back now to Revelation. Revelation chapter 14. Verses 9 through 11. The third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, remember when that's going to take place? That's going to take place during the tribulation. And you'll go into that tribulation. If you die now, if you die now and go into the grave, your soul will go into torment, awaiting the great white throne. Because upon the great white throne is when every man will come and stand before the judge, the Lord Jesus, and he will read the sentence, and you will be cast into the lake of fire eternally. That's what happens if you die now without Jesus. Now, if you live long enough, and Jesus comes and takes his church away in the rapture of the church, and you go into this tribulation period, that's when this opportunity for the mark of the beast will come. And if you get that mark so that you can eat and work and drive and everything, then here's what's happened. The third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture unto the cup of his indignation, and shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb. And smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever." The smoke of their torment, always burning, yet never going out. Constant fire, constant gnashing of teeth. "And they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." Look what's going to happen. You're going to be in that same place if you reject the Lord Jesus. Revelation 20. Revelation 20. If you had enough, are you listening at all? Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever." That's where you're going to be. Revelation 20, 15. "Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Revelation 21, 8. "But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the sorcerers, the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Can we go back now to the first resurrection? "Blessed and holy is he that hath part of the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when that 1,000 years over, will reign for another 1,000, and another 1,000, and another 1,000 years. Did you listen to all the definitions and all the explanations that the Word of God tells us concerning what eternity is going to be like without Jesus? What eternity is going to be like without Jesus. Revelation chapter 16, verses 10 and 11. "And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds." Repented not. You know, each time that we come together, I end every program with a question. What are you going to do about Jesus? And that's a question that is so clear and so simple. And it's a question that you need to answer. And maybe each time that we come to the close and come to the end of our time to visit, the end of the Bible study, and you hear those words again, maybe it just kind of penetrates your heart just a little bit. But you're able to ignore the calling of the Holy Spirit, and you're able to turn away and to walk away. And praise God that He brings you back the next time we're together, and you listen once again, and you hear me say once again, what are you going to do about Jesus? As those words are repeated over and over and over again. If you have listened to the amount of times that I have said those words, at the close of every program, you would have heard that to this point, not counting the times that I have just said it or say it at other times, just at the close of each time, you have heard it 234 times. But are you still sitting there in the church that's dead, that doesn't preach the truth? You haven't heard the gospel proclaimed. You don't hear the name of Jesus lifted up. You don't have an invitation, an opportunity for folks to come forward and trust in Jesus, or come forward and get their heart right, or come forward and pray for someone that's lost that they love. You don't have an invitation. Most of the people in your church don't even carry their Bible. And the reason is because your preacher doesn't really preach much out of the Bible anyway, so it's not necessary. And you've rejected the call that's been given to you, even if you've listened 234 times. In the past few weeks, we have spent so much time looking at the great white throne, and we call it the judgment. Jesus is going to be your judge. Because you see, as I have asked that question 234 times, 234 times Jesus called out to you that you would come by faith to Him and be saved. But 234 times, maybe you rejected. You've walked away. So I just didn't do anything. By you not coming to Jesus and confessing His name and standing before Him and standing before other believers, confessing His name, you've just hidden back, and you've hidden that you say to maybe a close folks that you know, yes, I'm saved, but that's it. Well, you better take a good look at your heart, my friend, because you need to trust in the Lord Jesus. Did you hear about the lake of fire? Did you hear about the gnashing of teeth? Did you hear about the eternal fire, the constant flames, the torment that's there? Have you heard? Have you listened? How long are you going to sit there? How about if you're saved, but you've never told anybody about Jesus? You've never told anybody. You've never went back to that beautiful verse of Scripture back in Revelation and Romans. Chapter 10, beginning with the 9th verse. If you just go to somebody's house and say, I don't want you to face the lake of fire. I don't want you to go and spend eternity in that. It's been nasty enough here on earth. We don't want to spend eternity that way, and 1,000 times worse. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Read this to them. Maybe this is just being read to you, if you've listened and rejected. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the verses I just read are the ones that tell you so clearly, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God hath raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Why don't you become a part of the first resurrection? That way you can be at the judgment seat of Christ, not at the great white throne judgment. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?